HD Smartcast. You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
When did Chennai win its first cup?
In 2010.
Who won the orange cap last year?
KL Rahul with 670 runs.
If you too are a cricket know-it-all, then play the Crick Bazi contest. Watch Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel and win exciting gifts on the daily Crick Bazi Ka Bazigar contest. Crick Bazi on HD Smartcast YouTube channel. Click on the bell icon to never miss a chance to win. Subscribe to HD Smartcast for more podcasts.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
The Indian Council of Medical Research on Wednesday said that Bharat Biotech's Covaxin is effective in neutralizing the multiple variants of SARS-CoV-2 as well as the double mutant strain that has been found in India. ICMR study shows Covaxin neutralizes against multiple variants of SARS-CoV-2 and effectively neutralizes the double mutant strain as well, the ICMR said in a tweet. The study, which was published in the Journal for Travel Medicine in March, highlights that Covaxin is effective against the UK variants as well as other strains of COVID-19. It was reassuring from the PRNT50 data generated in our laboratory that the indigenous PBV152/Covaxin, following its rollout in the vaccination program, could be expected to work against the new UK variant, the study said. Serum Institute of India, SII, the world's largest vaccine maker, on Wednesday announced a price of 600 rupees per dose for the COVID-19 vaccine to private hospitals and 400 rupees per dose to state governments. Going ahead, 50% of our capacities will be served to the Government of India's vaccination program, and the remaining 50% of the capacity will be for the state governments and private hospitals, it said. For corporates, the company said it will be challenging to supply vaccine doses independently to corporate entities. We would urge all corporate and private individuals to access the vaccines through the state-facilitated machinery and private health systems, the company said. Drawing a parallel between the Modi government's decision of demonetization and making COVID-19 vaccine available in the open market with liberalized pricing, Congress leader Rahul Gandhi on Wednesday said that both the decisions are alike as they both benefit a few industrialists. Though the Congress leader, who has recently tested COVID positive, has been pitching for allowing the vaccine to all those who need it, instead of limiting it to a specific age group, Rahul Gandhi criticized the decision of letting vaccine makers declare their price as it would affect the poor, he said. Congress leader Priyanka Gandhi Vadra on Tuesday criticized the Uttar Pradesh government for failing to increase the number of tests to detect coronavirus disease, COVID-19, and not doing enough to boost medical infrastructure to deal with the increasing cases of the infection, news agency ANI reported. Their UP government's own set of surveys showed that 5 crore people came in contact with COVID-19. It was recommended to ramp up testing. The government started 70% antigen testing, which means only 30% of those tests were RT-PCR, Priyanka Gandhi Vadra said. What is more important? People's lives or your numbers or the image of your government? Were the antigen tests done to lower the numbers? There are reports that private labs are being told to stop the testing, she further added. Former India skipper MS Dhoni's parents, mother Devika Dewe and father Pan Singh, have been admitted to the hospital after testing positive for COVID-19 on Wednesday. According to news agency ANI's tweet, the Chennai Super Kings captain's parents have been admitted to a private hospital in Ranchi, Pulse Super Speciality Hospital, where his mother and father are being treated, has stated their oxygen levels are stable. Dhoni is currently featuring in the ongoing Indian Premier League 2021 season, and in their previous game, he captained the side for the 200th time.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
HT Smartcast.
You're listening to a Hindustan Times production brought to you by HT Smartcast.